Foreign national sentenced to prison for decades-long identity theft scheme. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Houston, a 63-year-old Mexican national illegally residing in Houston has been ordered to federal prison for theft of government funds and aggravated identity theft. Ana Silvia Garcia pleaded guilty April 14. U.S. District Judge Charles R. Eskridge has now ordered Garcia to serve 27 months in federal prison. Not a U.S. citizen, she is expected to face removal proceedings following her imprisonment. At the hearing, the court heard testimony from the victim describing the emotional toll of the crime. In handing down the sentence, Judge Eskridge noted Garcia's use of the victim's identity was an ongoing crime that was intentionally done and therefore was not aberrant behavior despite her lack of prior criminal history. Garcia was further ordered to pay $278,385 in restitution to the Social Security Administration. Beginning in 1992, Garcia used a Social Security number belonging to a U.S. citizen. Using that identity, she submitted immigration petitions on behalf of family members and obtained disability and Medicare benefits. As a result of the scheme, Garcia unlawfully received more than $278,000 in benefits from 2013 through February 2026. She was not entitled to those funds. Garcia later admitted her true identity following her arrest in February. She has been and will remain in custody pending transfer to a Federal Bureau of Prisons facility to be determined in the near future. The SSA, Office of Inspector General and Department of State, Diplomatic Security Service conducted the investigation with the assistance from Immigration and Customs Enforcement Homeland Security Investigations. Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephanie Bauman prosecuted the case. The Department of Justice has created the National Fraud Enforcement Division. The core mission of the Fraud Division is to zealously investigate and prosecute those who steal or fraudulently misuse taxpayer dollars. Department of Justice efforts to combat fraud support President Trump's task force to eliminate fraud, a whole-of-government effort chaired by Vice President J.D. Vance to eliminate fraud, waste and abuse within federal benefit programs. Updated July 2, 2026.